we're back. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone, and host Eric Schein. And in this second hour now, and that was just David Swanson, and he's been out there fighting the good fight for quite some time. And if you go to his website, you can see all sorts of books, like Elizabeth De La Vega's book, U.S. vs. Bush, where she basically lays out what can be used for a complaint to where Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld and Rice and Powell and Myers and many others basically set up a program to defraud the United States and U.S. taxpayers of enormous U.S. Treasury assets, working with Halliburton, KBR, and others, and Carlyle is a big player in all this, and so was Papa Bush in getting intel reports while he sat on the board of Carlyle and using those intel reports as a ex-president to go ahead and pass information to, and guess wait, who also sat on the board? Wasn't there a Bin Laden on the board of the Carlyle Group? And if you look at what Carlyle has bought up, General Dynamics, San Francisco Dry Dock, you go down the whole long laundry list of military and industrial assets, corporations, that they have used wars and the rumor of wars to increase the gross and net value of these corporations or entities so as to break them up, spin them off, several corporations, and make 10, 15, 20 times or more what they bought companies like General Dynamics for, that increase the value only because the value of them are much greater in a time of war. But we're going to go ahead and bring Payman on. And Payman is from the Freedom Law School. We had him on last week with a couple guests, and he's the president of the Freedom Law School. But they're having the Justice and Freedom Conference coming up here on March 9th through the 11th out in Irvine, California, and it's going to be Joe Bannister's going to be there. He's coming up, and Payman's going to introduce him, and then later we're going to have Steve Hemphley. Or Hempfling on the program at the end. And I'm just going to go ahead and bring Payman on. But Payman Motaeda, he's Iranian. He's Jewish. He's out there speaking the truth, fighting the good fight himself. He's been fighting it for quite a long time. He's connected to the Power Hour and Joyce Riley and Davon Kleist and a lot of the people that are going to be at the conference, Webster Tarpley, Stephen Jones, April Gallup, Davon Kleist, Kevin Barrett, William Blum, Doug Rocky. Doug Rocky, if you don't know, is involved with the whole issue of depleted uranium and was appointed by Schwarzkopf to try to make uranium less hazardous to our own troops. Dylan Avery, Corey Rowe, and Jason Burmis, all three of them are going to be there at different times. Rabbi Weiss, Mark Anderson from AFP. Rabbi Weiss, it should be very interesting. I'm looking forward to meeting him and shaking his hand. Robert Lawrence, Steve Hempfling, of course, Joseph Bannister, probably Willie Rodriguez. But let's go ahead and bring Payman on and then get Joe on the line. We're going to hit a commercial break here, but Payman, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you very much for having me on your program.
Thanks for coming. Appreciate you doing this over the last couple of weeks to not only pitch the conference and get these people out, get them on the program, get a little teaser out there about not only what they've been talking about for years now, but also some new information that's coming. It's like every day a layer of that onion gets peeled back and more is revealed.
Yeah, well, we look forward to having a great conference because, this kind of a Justice and Freedom Conference, they're not had across the country much anymore in America. And this event is going to be the biggest freedom event of the year. And I'd like to invite everybody who can be there. They can get more information by going to our website, which is livefreenow.org. That's livefreenow.org. If people want, they can call us. We'll send them the brochure of the conference coming up also. That's 760-868-4271.
Cool, Payman. We'll be right back, and we'll have you go ahead, and I'll mention few things about Joe Bannister real quick when we come back, and then I'll let you introduce him, bring him on, and we'll bring on Joe Bannister. We'll be right back. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone. Host Eric Schein with Payman Motaeda and Joseph Bannister coming up.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Kill the music. All right, we're having some problems there, some technical problems. We'll get all straightened out. I was trying to, and hopefully I'm not sure what actually went through, but Joseph Bannister is an ex-IRS agent, and he's been speaking out for a couple of years now. Am I up now?
Paymon's here.
Sorry?
This is Paymon, Eric.
Yeah, no. I don't know. We're having technical problems. Am I live right now, Tom? All right. We're up. We're having some glitches here. We're trying to get them straightened out. All right. We're up. We're live. Ex-IRS gun-carrying special agent of the IRS will share how he quit the IRS after the IRS failed to show him a law that requires Americans to fail and pay income tax. IRS failed to silence Bannister by criminally prosecuting him. They actually tried to take him up, from what I understand, and Joe can get into this, up to, I think it was Treasure Island, which is part of the Coast Guard. And if you look into what the Coast Guard was, it was the Revenue Cutter Service, which was for external customs and taxes on ships and vessels coming into the United States and, you know, the products they were carrying, not on Americans. And eventually the Cutter Service or Revenue Service or Revenue Cutters was eventually changed into what eventually became the Coast Guard. And if you look at what the Coast Guard's up to, they're playing all sorts of games, probably more so than what's going on with our phone system right now. And if you're having problems listening to this or hearing what's going on, I apologize for the technical difficulties, some of the stuff we don't have control over, because there's other forces at work here. But I want to go ahead and bring on Payman. And Payman, if you would fill in any of that, you know, as to Joe Bannister and what he's all about, and then just get right into and pass it over to Joe so he can speak and get a few minutes in here and tell us all about him.
Well, I just want to let everybody know that Mr. Bannister is a very integrous man. He called me in 1997, and he had some questions about the issue of legality of the income tax that he had heard about, and he wanted to get more informed and educated about that subject. And he took a very, very principled approach to that. And his story is one that will be written, I believe, in a history book. So I invite your listeners to listen closely to what Mr. Bannister have to say.
Cool.
And of course, we'll hear him live at the conference.
Yeah, let's bring Joe on. Joe Bannister, welcome to the show.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
Good, Joe. Appreciate you coming on, especially on a Sunday night and late. Let's go ahead and you got probably about 20 minutes or so. I'm just going to hand it over to you and tell us a little bit about yourself, what brings you to this, any new things that have popped up. I don't know if they're still coming after you and trying to prosecute you. I understood that they actually tried to take you onto Treasure Island or Coast Guard Island up in San Fran, where they tried to, you know, go after you criminally or prosecute you, supposedly.
Yes, it's been quite a rocket ride, thanks to the federal government. Well, gosh, 20 whole minutes. Well, I'll go for a while and see how it goes.
I'm sure you can.
In fact, interesting that today is February 25th, because it was 8 years ago today that I resigned from the IRS Criminal Investigation Division. It's actually my birthday today.
Happy birthday.
I resigned on my birthday.
And happy anniversary.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Gosh, where do I begin? Basically, you know, I graduated from college, San Jose State University, back in 1986. I worked in the private sector for a number of years and decided that I wanted a little more excitement in my life and decided to pursue a career in law enforcement, and due to my accounting and finance background, decided that federal law enforcement might be the best place for me. So I applied with the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the IRS Criminal Investigation Division. Ended up because of a hiring freeze that was instituted with the FBI. It was the IRS ended up coming to fruition. And I was offered a position in August of 1993. I actually began work in November of 1993, was sworn in, took an oath to support and defend the Constitution, as do all federal employees, or at least they're supposed to. The Constitution requires it. And 1994, 1995, and 1996 seems so long ago now. Really had the time of my life. Was serving as a special agent in the IRS. The IRS has approximately 3,000 criminal investigators that investigate money laundering and tax violations of the federal codes. And so I thought I was on cloud nine, basically using my financial skills to protect our federal treasury, go after bad guys, work on very high-level federal criminal investigations, often jointly with the FBI, the DEA, state and local police agencies. And I was actually quite surprised to learn that even other federal, local, and state agencies were fearful of the IRS. So when I would enter a room, since I was a representative of the IRS, it was like an E.F. Hutton commercial. Everybody just stayed absolutely, you know, riveted to what I had to say. It was, you know, I just was very surprised by it. But then, of course, when you really think about what the IRS has done to people and done as an agency all these years, it doesn't take, you know, much for you to recognize why that might be, why people would have that reaction. But anyway, again, from my perspective, having gone through traditional mainstream schooling and training, that you know, the IRS had an important function to tax, and it was in late 1996, approximately 3 years into my career there, I was listening to a talk radio show in the San Francisco Bay Area, and a woman, whose name was D.V. Kidd. I'd never heard of this woman before, but she had was making these statements about the federal income tax system. And, you know, the reason that I had listened to that show prior to that was because the host was very interested in the Constitution, in the rule of law, in the truth. And I liked that he was not a partisan kind of person, that, you know, the Democrats are always right and the Republicans are always wrong, or vice versa. It didn't matter what the stripes of the person or the political persuasion. If they were lying to the public, this particular host would expose the lies. And I like that, you know. So this woman, D.V. Kidd, was talking about the federal income tax and making these claims that it was largely a voluntary system, in that the requirements, the mandates in the law, applied to a lot more limited class of people than the IRS would lead the public to believe. She said that the 16th Amendment, which ushered in the income tax system, had never been ratified, and that the Federal Reserve System was kind of joined at the hip with the income tax system and functioned as this kind of, you know, big credit card in the pocket of Uncle Sam, where they could just print money endlessly, and use the income tax to kind of as kind of a mop-up operation to mop up all the money that they were inflating. So, you know, a lot of these issues and topics were quite new to me, despite the fact that I was a CPA, a certified public accountant. I had been trained by the IRS, had a degree in accounting. Never really considered that kind of an angle to what she was talking about. But being that my job was to, first of all, support and defend the Constitution, because that's the oath I had taken, but also to enforce these laws relating to the income tax, I was interested in, you know, what these claims. I mean, even though they sounded outrageous, if I had heard these claims anywhere else, I probably would have just dismissed them and gone on down the road. But because of this particular host, it made me want to look into it. And I expected that within a few weeks I'd find the errors, find the bullet, so to speak, and just go back to my job. And it didn't work out that way.
Yeah, well, after you take that pill, it's kind of hard to go back, right? To reinsert yourself into the matrix. All right, we'll be right back. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host Eric Schein with Joe Bannister and Payman Motaeda from the Justice and Freedom Conference that's coming up here March 9th through the 11th in Irvine, California. We'll be right back.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, this is Republic Broadcasting Network. Your program is its own host, Eric Schein, with Payman Motaeda from the Freedom Law School and the Justice and Justice and Freedom Conference that's coming up March 9th through the 11th, and Joe Bannister. And I want to go right back to Joe so he can continue to tell a little bit more about his story to get you people to get to the conference and listen to this man, because he has important information to pass on to you and an important story, because it's not just what the government's real good about killing the messenger, so to speak, or trying to in any way, shape, or form that they possibly can, administrative especially under the executive branch, to kill the message. And, you know, they went after Joe, and they went after him pretty hard, and they played games. I want to hear a little bit more about Treasure Island and the Coast Guard, and you know, the Coast Guard island that they tried to use to prosecute you.
Well, then I'll try to fast forward, because I know it's you know, try to put it down into a smaller time frame. I did, after hearing these claims, I investigated these issues on my own time, after hours, and was very surprised to come to the conclusion that the claims regarding the limited scope of the federal income tax were actually true, at least as far as I could tell. And, you know, I had a fair amount of competency. I mean, the IRS trusted me to carry a gun and a badge around, and I had significant training in taxation, and basically couldn't help but conclude that the IRS was violating the law and violating people's rights So I confronted my supervisors at the IRS. I say confronted, but I actually just, you know, scheduled a meeting with them to try to set me straight if I needed to be set straight. And their response was to show me the door, to invite me my resignation, and to not answer any of my questions about the income tax system, these claims that were made. They didn't want to talk to me at all. So that was February 25th of 1999.
That's an interesting management style.
Yes. Well, at that point, I had 5.5 years with the IRS. I was they were making rumblings that they were going to have me get into management. But as soon as I started asking questions about the way this tax system was administered, I was out the door. So in 1999, 2000, 2001, I ended up occasionally going out and speaking. My first speech was actually sponsored by the Freedom Law School down in Southern California. And I would occasionally also go into the IRS on behalf of a client, of course, acting as a CPA, Certified Public Accountant, as they do, and trying to advocate for my clients.
Well, who does your certification come from, real quick? It's not the IRS. It actually...
From the state of California.
Right.
So it ended up that given that I was doing this speaking and then, of course, going in and advocating on behalf of clients, unlike probably every other CPA, I didn't have any fear of the IRS. And, you know, I didn't act unprofessional or, you know, I was very polite, but I was direct. And if I saw what I thought was fraud being perpetrated against my client, I would say so, and I would show the evidence to prove it. Well, that got real old with the IRS real quick, and they decided to filed a complaint against me, accusing me of acting disreputably, and they sicked what they call the director of practice, which I think now is called the director of the Office of Professional Responsibility,
yeah.
A certain division within the IRS. They instituted an administrative proceeding where they...
point is that you're not part of that administration. Your certification comes from the state of California, and as far as practicing even within that system, you're not. When you resigned, you were no longer part of that administration.
Well, that's right. I mean, certainly my position, and if you read all the documentation, I never asked to be a part of the IRS mechanism. I was an advocate for a client. The IRS relies on the disclosure laws, which of course are important, to not disclose taxpayer information without a proper venue. So they have you sign this little form that is basically an authorization to disclose. But other than that, I did not apply to be any, you know, member of any IRS bar or organization or membership. Nonetheless, that is exactly what they ejected me out of. They instituted this complaint, and there was supposed to be a number of due process measures where, you know, when you're accused of something, you're able to face your accuser. At least that's the way I thought it was supposed to be, but found out quite differently, as I'm sure you have too, Eric.
Oh, yeah.
And bottom line was I was supposed to get a hearing. And this hearing was that was actually scheduled to occur on Coast Guard Island, which is an island in San Francisco Bay. It's a Coast Guard facility only reachable by bridge, and it's completely self-contained. You know, you can't get on or off without passing through a guard facility. And so here, you know, the IRS in their documentation was saying, touting, that they were trying to protect the public from me because I was this really nasty CPA, representative of clients, and I needed to be stopped and stopped quickly.
Right.
So they needed to protect the public from me, but yet they wanted to have this hearing on a government island where no one could really pass onto it without being scrutinized or ejected, you know, or not even allowed in the first place.
Right.
So
let's hold you over a couple minutes here and see if you can bring this together, because you know I want to hear more about this, and I'm sure the listeners do too. and hopefully sufficiently to get them to come to the conference. We'll be right back. Republic Broadcast Network program in the Zone with Joe Bannister and Payman Mottaida.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
All right, we're back, and I guess we've had a break of sorts, and hopefully Joe doesn't mind. But Steve Hempling, who was going to be on in the second hour, or second portion of the second hour, the last half of the second hour, we've had some technical problems, can't get a hold of him. We're not sure what's up. We're still trying to make contact. But, Joe, I think you're going to have to finish off the show.
Okay. Well,
if you don't mind, it's another 25 minutes or so.
No problem. Thank you. So should I just try to continue?
Yeah, you were talking about Coast Guard Island and how they were trying to prosecute you up there, which is kind of odd because when you think of venue and jurisdiction, that's totally inappropriate. It's like the CIA coming after somebody in the FBI. Or somebody in the Navy prosecuting somebody from the FBI or IRS. It's a violation of separation of powers. I mean, even
yes.
To use those facilities.
Yes, and I was, of course, I'm just the mild-mannered CPA. I mean, granted, I did used to work for the IRS, but, I mean, I really was just representing clients on simple matters, and they made a, quote-unquote, federal case out of it, to be sure. You know, and then wanting to haul me off to this island, it just seemed, it was surreal. It really was surreal. But they, I have quite an email list, and amazingly, people started to write, to fax, to phone call the judge. And he, believe it or not, he was an administrative law judge from the Environmental Protection Agency. They couldn't find one from the Treasury Department or the IRS or whoever they might find administratively. This was a judge from the EPA. He was the one
that
was going to...
They got one in my own situation. They got a they had a administrative law judge from the Coast Guard, and you have to remember I'm not in the Coast Guard. I'm in the United States Merchant Marine. I have a naval commission and more. I went to Kings Point, not the Coast Guard Academy. It's a separate and distinct, you know, federal and military service academy. And they now have brought in a cleaner who's from the Commerce Department. He's an ALJ from the Commerce Department. He's tied to Karen Hughes, former White House counsel. He's also tied to, he was a former assistant attorney general for Virginia, so he's constitutionally incapable of rendering a decision in this because he's a prosecutor. He's an executive branch hearing officer who has no interest in having any kind of a hearing. But he's also ruled on commerce cases involving embargoes against Iran. And you start to put all the pieces of the puzzle together, and like in your own situation, and you realize these guys are so far out of the rule of law, they're a bunch of tyrants. I mean, literally, they are a bunch of crazy dictators.
Yeah, it's it was a Shanghai, and that's, in fact, what I termed, coined it, was the Shanghai on CGI for Coast Guard Island. Now, so because of all the clamor from people that pay attention to what Joe Bannister's up to, they did change the location from this island to the San Francisco Federal Building, but then after that, they decided to just get rid of the hearing altogether and basically just have the sanction proceeding and not allow me to, you know, confront my accuser, cross-examine any of these witnesses against me. I wasn't able to present any of my own testimony or witnesses, and meanwhile, I get
or see the evidence against you. Right, or see
right.
the evidence
yeah.
even against you, right.
Right, it was just an absolute Shanghai, and I ended up being disbarred from this non-existent IRS bar. It doesn't exist, but nonetheless, I was disbarred from it. And, of course, you know, the word disbarred, it puts that scarlet letter on you, and that's all the IRS wanted, and they got what they wanted. And then after that, that was in, like, 2001, 2002. In 2004, I was indicted on four felony counts, one of which was conspiracy to defraud the United States of America.
Oh, my God.
And I was looking at perhaps 3 to 4 years in federal prison. They also accused me of preparing false income tax returns. And fortunately, we do have a few.
For your own or others?
Others. It was one client. It was actually pretty much the only returns that I had prepared since leaving the IRS, a client that felt strongly about seeking to get his money back. And that's actually the way the IRS instructs you to do it, is to pay the tax first and sue for a refund later. And that's what he tried to do. And for that exercise, we were prosecuted criminally for, they claim that we were making a false claim against the government.
Right. Yeah.
So you can't win. So anyway, fortunately, we do have a few rights left from what our founders worked so hard to establish. And you have a jury trial. It's about the only time you can get 12 of your peers to evaluate your conduct is when you're prosecuted and facing jail, prison.
Right.
But I had 12 of my peers evaluate all my conduct. And in fact, pretty much all the evidence that the government had, it came from my own work papers, and
right.
it came from videotapes that my alleged co-conspirator gave to them. So it was basically all the evidence that I had put together, and that was the best that the government had against me. And the jury evaluated all of that and acquitted me on all charges, talked to the jurors after the trial, and they said that... They couldn't understand all this evidence that the government had made me look good, made me look so good. And I said, well, all that evidence came from me, and of course I conduct myself in a very honorable manner, so it doesn't surprise me that, you know, you concluded that I acted in an honorable manner. But there's some really fascinating things about the trial, which I plan to talk about at the conference.
Were you able to get the jurists on video to have their comments and stuff? And
There's a couple jurors. The people will go to my website, which, if you don't mind if I give that out.
Yeah, no, please do.
It's freedomabovefortune.com, and in the middle of the screen it says IRS lockout update. And people can see, I've got videotape of the jurors. They were happy to come on tape and explain how they didn't see any evidence whatsoever that indicated that I was doing anything criminal or wrong, that I was sincere. And so there's some pretty fascinating little trinkets that came from that trial. And, of course, I do intend to explain a lot of other really significant details about that trial. The interesting thing, as you probably learned, is when the government comes out and attacks you, despite the fact that they hack off your arms and legs and tongue and say, go ahead and defend yourself, somehow still accumulate some really interesting information, through discovery or through them slipping and letting some of it out. And really some incredible disclosures that we learned about, as far as what the government's up to. And I think it should concern each and every American.
Yeah, well, because you see this going on, like the Coast Guard is involved in my own situation. They're involved in yours. That's weird. The IRS is involved in your own situation, which, because of what you used to do, it's still weird, especially the way they came after you. But now they've impoverished me. They've held me in detention through these administrative renditions, bringing charges against me for, quote-unquote, being depressed, prosecuting me aggressively for that for the last 4 years. But I know in the end what they'll do is they'll use the IRS somehow to come after me too, or in the end. And so all of these things have to be not only disclosed and the truth needs to get out there, but people need to fight this in every single instance, because what they do is just like, and I use the example of like the anchor baby. A lot of people are fighting the whole issue of immigration and, these babies shouldn't have any rights because these people are slipping across the border in the middle of the night to have their babies here so they can become citizens and whatever. If they can take away and fight and use that defenseless baby and take away the entitlements of birth in this country from that baby, then they can take away those very same rights from the rest of us. And at some point, if people don't start to realize that an injury to one is an injury to all, and that in all of these situations, like your own and others, that if people don't circle the wagons, and I hate to use that because of what we've done to the Indians, but if they don't circle the wagons and literally put a floor beneath these people that are under attack, that they will use it as bad precedents that, like what they try to create in your own situation, as bad precedents to come after and injure other people. You were very fortunate. You got a lot of help and support. Payman was great. I know they raised a bunch of money to help you with your legal defense fund there at the conference and stuff, and they've been backing you full-time. There's also been a bunch of lawyers involved. I don't know if you can touch on that a little bit, too, and go back into what you were just talking about.
Well, just to say that I would not be able to survive this tidal wave of bureaucracy were it not for Paymon, Steve Hempfling, so many names. If I started naming them, I'd leave off a number of wonderful people, but I just could not have survived as long as I have without so many people, in the bleachers and in the stands, so to speak, just coming forward and helping me financially, spiritually, just praying for me, sending me cards and letters to pump me up, sending money to my attorneys to keep them going, costs for you name it. I mean, just things that come out of the woodwork. And I really would have sunk long ago. And so you're absolutely right that we all need to stick together and recognize the different battles that we're all facing, the battles that you faced, Eric, and continue to face. As you say, we really need to recognize that where they're going after one person, and even if, like in your situation, it's fairly unique, it's not something that's going to affect the average American, but still the vehicle, the mechanisms that they use, they can use on anyone. And so,
well, yeah, in my
each
own
and every
situation, they've used my license, quote unquote, my federal license that came from a grant of Congress and also presidential authority. I'm, you know, naval commission and more, but they're using that as a dog leash to step upon the Constitution and even my statutory rights to seek redress within the district court, even state district court. I have original subject matter jurisdiction in circuit appellate and even the Supreme Court, but as you know, not only are they picking and choosing the cases that make their way up to the Supreme Court, but now the circuit appellate case courts are even acting much like the Supreme Court, with only, you know, hearing a very few certain cases that they pick and choose so that they can basically change the face of the Constitution and Bill of Rights. It goes to deeper issues like cabotage laws and our merchant marine and our shipping and like NAFTA and North American Union. All of this stuff, and even the IRS, is tied together. They are one in the same. They literally are, because even like the Coast Guard, which helped in your situation to try to do you in, they're also tied into my own. But they're also tied into the North American Union or creation thereof. They're tied into the NAFTA superhighway. They're tied into eminent domain and seizing people's property without due process and without going into a independent judiciary Article 3 proceedings. They're trying to do much of this from under Article 2 and issues of voluntary compliance, to where people are helping create common law by being scared of the IRS and just giving up land and property and rights and signing the bottom line, not knowing that what they're doing is not only injuring themselves but many other people.
Right. It's the sad thing is that it is so, I mean, you know, the amount of knowledge that you've accumulated and the amount, it pales, though, in comparison to the regulations and things that they can throw at you or any person, and it's really, it's difficult, you know, for the average person to withstand the weight of what they can throw at you. And the weight of the corruption and corrupt officials that you know are going to adjudicate your matter, and
right.
What I wouldn't do for an honorable ALJ or you know IRS official or somebody that just said, "Wait a second, what are we doing here?"
Right.
Looks
exactly.
to me looks to me like we're trying to Shanghai this whistleblower, you know, and but nobody steps forward and does that because they know. That they'll end up just like us, and that would put have damage to their pension and paycheck, and so they don't take a step into that pool.
But it's gotten to such a point, though, that I mean, what is going on? A lot of this just used to be general corruption, a little bit here, a little bit there. It's become so all pervasive and so all encompassing that now they've actually let it pull back. You know, the regulators are in bed with the regulated. They pulled back the veil. And they're using it to literally try to dissolve the United States from within, allow the corruption to go on, get people so angry that they want to tear down their government, so to speak, so that they can move it into this new creation of the North American Union, carry on a change in title, take all U.S. Treasury assets, and basically declare them to be their own, and literally privatize Mount Rushmore, Yosemite, Yellowstone, our lakes, rivers, oceans, merchant marine, highway system and more, and set up this feudal construct where it's, you know, kings and queens and guillotines.
Mm-hmm. And all the power that they acquire gets taken away from us, the people.
Right. Right. No, and they have impoverished us to such an extent, and they understand that free speech is not free, that it's expensive, and that at some point when they can throw people at you who are getting paid to come after you, under the quote-unquote veil of authority or color of law, and they're actually in violation and in strong contrast to the law, it's waste, fraud, abuse, gross mismanagement of U.S. taxpayer funds using it. Because literally, like in your own situation, you're found not guilty. Somebody should have turned around and gone after the individuals who went after you for waste, fraud, abuse, and gross mismanagement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just that's the issue. Is I'm always frequently on the defensive because of all the stuff they throw at you, and you know, I mean, juggling one legal action is difficult enough. If you're juggling five, you know, or six,
or 15 or 20, like they had me.
it gets to be overwhelming, and of course, that's where you have to. Well, at least I draw upon a higher source for that strength, because it's an incredibly difficult. But
you were thrown into that position for a reason, and all of this has come about for a reason. And, you know, like even what you say is, you know, amen to that, brother. But there is a guiding hand, and I'm not talking about the black hand or dark hand of, you know, whether you want to throw out all these secret organizations like the Federalist Society and more, that Ted Olson and, I believe even Alex Kaczynski, who's on the Ninth Circuit, and others belong to. Which is basically, I hate to say it, but it's a communist organization that believes in a large collective. They're using our First Amendment rights, right to assemble, against us, forcing us through fear and terror to assemble, put all our resources in one place so that they can steal them. We'll be right back.
That's right.
This is the Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone, with Joe Bannister and Payman Motaheda, and we'll be right back after this break.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, we're back. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone with host Eric Schein. We've got Payman Motaheda and Joe Bannister on the line. And I want to throw out real quick, there's been a lot going on in the alternative truth movement lately. And some people have heard some of the stuff going on between RBN and Genesis. And many of the hosts, Alex Jones and John Stadtmiller, who's also the principal of this network, I am not involved in any of that. I had supported this network, not knowing much of what was going on, and have had a show on here off and on for the last couple of years. I am now moving over to Genesis. I've been offered a program over there, and this will be my last show, most likely, I guess it will be. Been offered a pretty good gig, but I want to go ahead and let Joe wrap it up, and then Eamon, real quick, if you could pitch the conference. And if you want to find me, I'll be over on the Genesis Network next weekend, starting next week on Saturday. And we can talk about more about that over there. But go ahead, Joe, real quick, and then Payman, if you'd go ahead and wrap it up.
Well, I just encourage people to, get educated about these issues as quickly as possible, because the government is moving full steam ahead to trample on all of us. Just people like Eric and myself and Payman, we're kind of out front at the moment. But at some point, people listening might be the ones out front. So feel free to visit my website, freedomabovefortune.com. You can see IRS lockout update there in the center of the screen. Read more about my past and judge for yourself. And I'll hand it off to Payman.
Well, I think real quick, too, is that just like Pastor Martin Niemöller, I believe he was a Presbyterian pastor from Nazi Germany. You know, first they came for the Social Democrats, and I wasn't a Social Democrat, so I didn't say anything. And then they came for the Catholics, and I wasn't a Catholic, so I didn't say anything. And then they came for the Gypsies, and I wasn't a Gypsy, so I didn't say anything. And then they came for the Jews, and I wasn't a Jew, so I didn't say anything. Until finally they came for Pastor Martin Niemöller, and, he's paraphrasing. Finally they came for him, and there was no one left. Well, they've come for Payman. They've come for Joe. They've come for Eric. They've come for merchant seamen. They've come for federal maritime officers. They've come for IRS special agents. They've come for naval officers and more. They've come for dissidents. They've come for grievance. They've come for complainants. And you may very well soon be next, especially with what is underway, if you do not take action now and stand strong, stand tall, and get to the conference. Go ahead, Payman.
And, of course, the conference is a special annual event where people get to hear not only our great lineup of speakers like Joel Bannister, but they get to be one weekend with over 500 like-minded people. It's a lot of fun. It's very informative. And I invite everybody to go to our website now and get more information at www.livefreenow.org. Or if they want, they can give us a call. We'll send them a brochure by mail right away. That's 760-868-4271.
Cool. Peace. Thanks a lot, Joe. I really appreciate you coming on the show and YouTube payment. And that's March 9th through the 11th, right?
March 9th through 11th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday will be the class on the Constitution, law, freedom, your rights, and the income tax. And that's going to be done with Dave Willington, Sean O'Connor, and myself. And then Saturday and Sunday we'll have our, 15 different great speakers like Joel Bannister. That's going to be the main part of the conference on Saturday, Sunday, March 10th or 11th. And Monday we have a free Freedom Activist Day where the activists can get together and we're going to talk about what we can do about these problems, discuss more solutions of what to do about all that. So if you go to our website, livefreenow.org, all the details will be there.
Cool. Do you have any more tables left for anyone who wants to put up a table?
Yes, we do. We have some vendor tables available, too.
Cool. Peace, man. Thanks, guys. That's it. That's the program. See me over on Genesis, people. Take care. I'm out. You got hit it?